When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Lucy Arnaz. You're listening to TV Confidential.
Beginning Monday, Fritz and Fred, the bad boys of radio, will be dispensing their tastelessness from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m.
What? There is no way. Our morning drive time gets the highest ratings in this city. Nobody listens to KCDM at night.
Hey, man.
Ed Robertson, along with our guest, Fritz Coleman. Fritz Coleman, longtime weatherman for KNBC Channel 4. In Los Angeles, and the co-host, the Media Path podcast, a show that is boomer nirvana in every sense of the word. You can listen to Media Path, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you find podcasts. This goes back to you wouldn't be at KNBC for 39 years unless you were good at what you do. And one of the things that makes you good, Fritz, is your ability to talk to people. And that's something you honed in some of the other things you did for KNBC besides delivering the weather twice a night.
I appreciate it very much. I'll tell you, and this is a product of my age, and that is I'll appreciate and I'm so grateful for the great amount of luck that I've had. You know, I was in radio for 15 years mm-hmm. before I did television. And it's a very nomadic existence. That is, you work at a place for a few years and then you move on.
Mm-hmm.
But to work at one television station for 39 years and to be able to give my kids a steady home environment and not have to move around and be able to be part of their lives in a routine way every day was a gift. And so I feel lucky every day, and the older I get, the luckier I feel.
Well, one of the gifts you have is what I call the red carpet type of interview, the short interview. Like, for example, a lot of years you would cover the Rose Parade for KNBC, because KNBC, as part of NBC, would carry the national broadcast, and you would do local spots or you would do throws or whatever. And you would talk to maybe one of the parade organizers, one of the float designers, or so forth. And, yep. You know, sometimes you may have a particular talking point that you got to cover, but sometimes someone grabs someone and says, okay, Fritz, talk to this person for 10 minutes, and you got to rely on your ability to have a mini conversation in 5 minutes to make it entertaining.
Well, thank you for that. I will tell you that was the fun part of the job. I mean, the weather, you know, in Southern California, at least until climate change started rearing its ugly head, would be very routine. For instance, between April and October, the forecast would basically be morning clouds and fog, afternoon sun. My job was to think up new adjectives and new ways to describe that same weather pattern and do it enthusiastically like I'd never said it before. But the fun parts for me were going out and, as you say, doing remote broadcasts and talking to people in the community and maybe doing a thing where we're promoting a nonprofit event. And we do that in a little weather. To me, that was the greatest time of my life. And also, they don't do it so much anymore because it's not cost-effective anymore, but NBC's had the Olympics for many years, mm-hmm. and they would send, at one time, the entire news team to wherever we were going to do the Olympics. And we would do the local news live from the Olympic venue for 3 weeks. For instance, we went to Seoul, Korea, so I got to be in Seoul, Korea, and go around and do peripheral feature stories about the culture in South Korea. Then the last one I did personally was the Atlanta Olympics, which was a blast because I could speak English and communicate with people on the street and have fun with them. And it was also interesting because we were there the night the Olympic bomber bomb went off.
Wow.
And it became a national story. It was quite scary.
Yeah.
But looking back on it from a historical perspective, it was really an amazing time to be in broadcasting because you saw broadcasting at its peak during that time.
And going back to your connection to a time when local news and local personalities really mean something. And in a moment like that, where you're covering a live news story, you know, as part of the team, whether it's something on remote or something that happens here in the Los Angeles area, the fact that it's you, Fritz, conveying that information, that kind of gives you're not only conveying information to the viewers at home, but you're providing a sort of level of comfort because it's you or Chuck Henry, someone they've gotten to know over the years and therefore can trust.
That's a great observation. People ask me questions about, you know, the whole architecture of a newscast and why do you think people like the way you present the weather? I can't answer that question, but the cachet that you have, if you've been on TV in one market for a long time, is the consistency and the repetition of just being there. Now, for instance, I came on at 5:18 to do the 5 o'clock news for 39 years. Mm-hmm. And people take a certain comfort in you being at the same place in the same time every day. It's like, oh, Fritz is doing the weather. I must still be alive. And you know, honestly, it doesn't even matter if they like you or not. It's the fact that you are in their lives. News is one of the only ways in broadcasting that breaks the fourth wall. That is, you look right at the camera. So you create this intimacy with the viewers. And over a period of time, you become part of the fabric of their lives. And so that's the cachet you have. And it's really interesting because you'll be out in a grocery store and some woman will come up and say, you know, I've watched you for years. I named my parakeet Fritz after you. And then they'll offer some advice like, you're a part of our family. I do want to tell you that please don't ever wear that tie. It's very unflattering to your hair color. I mean, people, like they could talk to a nephew or something, and you can't get mad at them because that only means they've invested in you emotionally, and I just listen to them and say, thank you very much for your comment. But, I mean, it's really interesting how you grow your value in television news. It's very interesting.
Fritz Coleman now creates intimacy with his listeners. He co-hosts the Media Path podcast along with Louise Palanker. You can enjoy Media Path, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you hear audio.
Good evening.
Uh-oh. I didn't order a lawyer. Did you order a lawyer, Fred?
Sure. Extra large. To go.
Would you hand me that right here?
Another stunt?
Stunt? What stunt? We like girls.
No, you're right, Mr. Mason. We're giving away a harem. 30 girls. Count them, 30. What can we do for you?
Mr. Keene forced you into accepting an unfavorable time period for your radio show. Did that make you angry?
Us? Angry?
Going from drive time to dead time, why should we be upset?
Your dinner at Scanlon's bar, you used it to discuss what to do about Keene?
Nah. We were just hungry.
Actually, it was a wine tasting.
With three people you didn't like?
Hey, we like everybody.
Even you. But especially her.
Yes. She could be a great companion. Now, I've been through Keene's files. He had signed contracts with everyone but the two of you. Now, why was that?
Sloppy management.
Or was it because he didn't need contracts? Did he threaten you with a certain videotape? A videotape of the two of you and several underage ladies?
What a great rumor. How many were there?
Shut up, Fred. Look, there have been groupies that throw...
Keene was blackmailing you into staying with the station, wasn't he?
Where'd you get that?
What do you want from us?
The name of man number 6 at that dinner?
There were only 5 of us there.
Consider this a gift. A video cassette and 2 subpoenas. 2. Perhaps I can jog your memory in court.
This is the part of the show, Fritz, where I ask you something you did a long time ago, and I hope to God you remember something.
Okay, well, I'm getting to the age where that's questionable.
Like we said at the top of the program, Fritz, people who listen to us in L.A. will know you from KNBC. People who listen to us in other parts of the country, they will probably recognize you for some of the things you've done on a national level. I mean, Fritz,
right.
Fritz is a very distinguished-looking gentleman. He's known for his silver hair, his oversized glasses, his long, angular face. He's sort of like Anderson Cooper, only more jovial.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
But
and at a lower tax bracket.
Well, yeah, but you're the number two media market, so that's
I'm not complaining. I'm just, doing a self-deprecating.
Absolutely, absolutely. But if memory serves, one of the things you did on a national level, you were in one of the last Perry Mason movies with Raymond Burr.
And, exactly.
And if I remember, if I remember correctly, you had screen time with Ray.
I did. I'll tell you, that was a very interesting experience. This was what we call stunt broadcasting.
Mm-hmm.
During the latter years of Perry Mason, the Perry Mason movies would run on NBC. They mm-hmm. were 2-hour. They were like movies of the week.
Mm-hmm.
They did a whole bunch of different ones. They had Perry Mason. They had McMillan and Son and a couple of these shows that, they ran on a rotating basis.
Yeah.
And so we had Perry Mason movie, and they thought they would do stunt broadcasting, so they hired Fred Rogan, who's our sports guy, and I, to come and do an episode called
"The Case of the Telltale Talk Show Host." It was the one where Regis Philbus, Regis played the decedent, and he was an obnoxious TV personality, and everybody wanted to kill him.
Yeah, it was. We all worked at a radio station where Regis was the general manager.
Yeah.
Somebody kills the general manager of the station, and all of the other personalities at the station were all suspects for a few minutes during the show. It was the classic Perry Mason formula, and you never know who did it until the last act. But Fred and I were irritating morning show hosts, and that was a big stretch.
Yeah.
And so, and what's her name? Christina Ferrari was the woman show host,
mm-hmm.
and Montel Williams was the sports show
that's
host.
That's right. That's right.
And this is really crazy, but it's absolutely true. The political host, the nighttime political host on this imaginary radio station, was G. Gordon Liddy.
That's right.
We got to spend 3 weeks with truly one of the most diabolical figures in American history, all sharing the food truck with him and everything. It was really, really interesting. And the thing about the Perry Mason episode, this is at the time when Raymond Burr had already been diagnosed with kidney cancer.
Yeah.
I think he had had one of his kidneys taken out by that point, and he did not do on-camera acting with anybody. So everybody in the show did their performances with a stand-in for Raymond. And then on the last day or two of shooting, Raymond would come in, and he would act with a teleprompter.
Mm-hmm.
And his great gift was be able to have eye contact with a teleprompter, read his dialogue as if he were having a very intimate and casual conversation with another person. And then they edited it all together, and it looked like we were all in the same room having a conversation. I never worked with him one day. This was all done through the miracle of editing, where he would act with it. The teleprompter was his opposing dialogue person, and he would act to them. And he was really gifted at that, to make it look matter of fact.
Yeah, and it speaks to his level of commitment, Fritz, in that even though he knew his time was limited at that point and his energy was limited, he made the most of what he could and made it seem like he was talking to you, even though he really wasn't.
Oh, no. That was his gift. And he did, his eyes never moved like that would indicate that he was reading a teleprompter. It was all very casual and natural. And, really, that's a gift. Some anchor people have the ability to do that after a period of time, but he was a master at it. And I think he went on and did Ironside after that because he could be in a wheelchair and not have to stand up, and they would just push him around. But it was a treat. It was, it was our real brush with show business. We had to go up to Denver. Viacom had a production facility in Denver, so we had to go up there for 3 weeks and do it. And it was a cool experience.
You mentioned one of your one-man, you've written a number of one-man shows.
Yes, I've done a total of four. These are, one-man show is a little precious. because that suggests that it's like very serious theater. I'm a stand-up comic. That's my background. So what I did was I wrote a series of what I call single-topic monologues and turned them into a one-man show. For instance, my first one was about being a parent and about being divorced. That was called It's Me, Dad. The second one was about a marriage called an imaginary wedding that I narrated called The Reception. The third one was about the 11 o'clock news called Tonight at 11. And the one I most recently did, I just taped an hour special and we have some interest in some streaming services with it. It's about getting older. It's called Unassisted Living. And so they're single topic monologues. I take one area and I just mine about an hour and 90 minutes out of it. And I have a lot of fun with it.
Well, we'll keep an eye on Unassisted Livings, and that's the one that is probably going to be made available on a wide basis.
Now we guess that's right, man. Listen, I will let you know immediately if that's it, and you'll help me talk about it.
Absolutely. You'll come back on TV Confidential.
That'd be fun.
Absolutely. In the meantime, you can enjoy Fritz Coleman and Louise Palanker on their own podcast, Media Path, which you can enjoy Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever else you find podcasts. Fritz, this was a lot of fun. I hope you'd join us again.
I'll tell you, it was fun and easy because you really do your homework and you're very good at what you do, and it was a pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
Greg Airbar will join us when we come back on TV Confidential. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.